And Shirley, would you give the invocation, please?
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin tonight, we have a presentation by Linda Dodd, Executive Director of the United Way, who does just an outstanding job, and we thank you for coming tonight, Linda.
Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to come out and speak with you. United Way of Eddy County is incredibly blessed to have such a long list of committed supporters that we've had for many, many years. Because of the support we had last year, we were able to help 8,614 people from Carlsbad and Loving. And that's a huge amount of people that we've been able to assist through the different programs that we've been able to partner with. And that includes 200 of our veterans that have been able to go to doctor's appointments out of town that otherwise wouldn't have had that assistance to get out there. And about 150 individuals who got resume writing assistance as well as job training skills so that they could actually go and get a great job in our community to provide for our family. And the only reason we're able to do that is because of the support that we receive. In addition to that, we were able to help over 50,000 meals get provided to our senior citizens in our community. And those are all people from Carlsbad and Loving that we all help support. Those are just three examples of some of the services that we've helped with our community. And in addition to that, some of you may have heard of our emergency relief fund that we enacted for the COVID pandemic. And because of that fund, we have been able to assist nonprofits as well as individuals that needed help with rent, utilities, other essentials that are needed to live, you know, a life, basically, especially those that have been in the service industry that have really been impacted by some of the restrictions. And so this past, actually 6 months, we have invested into nonprofits $88,000. And those are nonprofits that needed help with additional program expenses, as well as purchasing of PPE. Most recently, we did award $10,000 to Lakeview to help them with some of their expenses that they've had for the pandemic. In addition to that, there's been a long list of other nonprofits that we've assisted. One of the favorite programs that I have that we have been able to help with the pandemic is we all know that our children are really suffering being at home for so long, and the social isolation is really hard on their mental state. And so we have worked with an agency to help provide the emotional support, training skills that they're needing to help cope with this. And so that's a wonderful program. And we had 22 children that were registered in the class this last time. And so it seems like it's a low number, but with what we feel is that even if it just helps one child, then we're making a huge difference. And so that's one of my favorite programs that we've helped to assist recently. In addition to the nonprofits, there's 624 families that we've helped with rent, utilities, so they didn't have to make a choice between paying for that as well as paying for, prescription medication or keeping food on the table. And that's a choice a family really shouldn't have to have. And I am so humbled by the support that we receive every day, and we're able to do great work because of the investment that people make into us. And that's not only financially, but that's also in volunteerism. Just last Friday, we had a food distribution with Roadrunner Food Bank that we also enacted because of the pandemic, and we had over 30 volunteers helping us distribute 7,000 pounds of food, and that happened in about an hour and 15 minutes, which was record timing, because first time that we did it, it took almost 3 hours, and so we've really perfected the process, and so we're able to get people in and out and give them the supplies that they need to actually put food on their table for an entire month. And the food that we're providing is actually fresh produce as well as frozen meats that they can actually cook an actual meal with, and it's not just the traditional pantry items that a lot of people do get through the food distributions. And that was 7,000 pounds of food that we were able to help with providing to the community, and we're doing that every month. And so the second Friday of every month, that's what we're out doing. You see us with our jeans on and our tennis shoes actually out there working with the people, helping them, seeing what else we can do. And one thing that we have found in Carlsbad Carlsbad that's different from our Artesia distribution is that we have a lot of generational families that are living here. So, you know, the grandma, the grandpa, the mom, the children, because some of the families we've been helping, there's 13 to 14 people living in one home. And so we do know that we're really helping those that need the help, that really need that assistance that we're able to offer. I want to personally thank Mayor Janway, Mr. Lowe, Mrs. Austin, Mr. Cass, Chief Lopez, Chief Skinner, Kyle, Cheyenne, everybody that helps support United Way, because the city employees have really made a huge difference in what it is that we're able to do. And I like to thank you guys for your leadership. And I feel really bad having my back to you in the back, but I'm thinking of you. I really want to thank you guys for your leadership. Because of the support that you guys give us within the community, we're able to really make a difference. And so I thank you guys for that. And on a closing note, I want to really brag on the City of Carlsbad employees. As many of you know, every year we have our annual fundraising campaign. And when we do our campaign, we're asking for payroll deductions from city employees, which we've been very blessed to be able to come in and speak with the employees. And over the past six campaigns that I've been able to be a part of, we've raised over $70,000 with just city employees. These are employees that are making, you know, a contribution, 50 cents a paycheck, $5 a paycheck, whatever it is. Every dollar makes a difference. And I love to come and speak with the city employees because they are always so welcoming, so encouraging. And they always just have an open ear to listen to what it is we've done. And they always ask, how can we help? And so I'm very thankful for that. And so I just want to reinforce what you already know. You have an excellent City of Carlsbad employees. You have a great team. And you guys also have employees that have great giving hearts. And because of that, our community is really making a huge difference. We're able to make a huge difference. And I really just want to thank you guys. That was my whole reason for coming in today, was to thank everybody for their support. Anytime I need something, anytime I have a crazy new idea, I know that I can, you know, speak to the mayor and give him my idea. He gives me his thoughts. And then, you know, he always asks, how can we help support? And so from there, we're able to do great things in our community. So thank you guys all for your support. We really do appreciate you. And if you have, you know, a crazy idea on how we can help support the community, I welcome those calls. We've had lots of new things that, you know, we're living in a time that is different. And so a lot of these ideas that people have, we may not have thought of, but I have a very supportive board as well. And so when we have these ideas, they are supportive in what it is that they allow me to do and what they, you know, give me the opportunity to do. And so thank you for that. And like I said, any ideas you have, please have them reach out to us. On a last note, if you ever run into anybody that has that needs rent assistance, utility assistance, anything that has to do with health and human services, all they have to do is dial 211. And you get our office, and we have a list of all the resources in the community. And so we can refer them where it is, who it is that can actually help them. And so that's the service we've had for about the past 6 years. And we do get plenty of calls. During COVID, we were getting over 100 calls within a couple of weeks, which is 2 to 3 times more than what we were receiving. So just know that that resource is out there. We're willing to help. And if there's a new resource, we're willing to look for it. Or if there's a service that somebody needs that we don't have anybody in our community that helps provide, we work at trying to get that filled. So thank you guys again, and I really appreciate all the support that we receive. Thank you.
We appreciate all you do. Does the council have any questions for Ms. Dodd? Anyone?
Great service.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I think we have Officer Chris Caron, and going to have a special presentation with Alex.
I do. If possible, I'd like to talk about Alex first and answer any questions anyone would like to ask. Having him here with narcotics in the room, he's probably going to go nuts, so it'll be hard to do all that other stuff with him in here. So I'll start off by saying I really do appreciate the quick response between you guys and the community when Canine Alf retired due to his arthritis. For me, it was stressful. I had, because I love being a canine handler. I love doing the work with the dogs. It's definitely a blessing to get to do what you love every day and get paid for it. Sometimes we joke when we have canine training, we're like, I can't believe we're even getting paid for this. We're just out here having a great time. So I really do appreciate everything you guys have done in helping out and getting Canine Alex so quickly. It happened very fast. So I really do appreciate that. Canine Alex is from Europe. We got him at Paysetter Canine in Liberty Hill, Texas. He's a dual-purpose dog, so he does narcotics work, tracking, bite work, and then, of course, we work as much obedience with him as we can. As far as the narcotics work, he's certified on 5 different narcotics, recognizing the odor of them. The 5 narcotics are methamphetamine, marijuana, heroin, cocaine, and MDMA. As far as the tracking goes, we haven't done a whole lot of that here, but let's say a bad guy with violent charges or even a missing person, Canine Alex can assist the police department with locating that the person or persons, as he can actually use odors from disturbed vegetation on the ground to help locate where the person last went, as well as the person's bodily odors, as well as adrenaline, fear. There's a lot of different things that he can pick up on once we get closer to the person. As far as bite work, we work on it all the time. We're very lucky we haven't had to bite anyone yet. Luckily for us, Alex is, even though he's a puppy, he's very intimidating, and a lot of times when people see him, they pretty much give up right away. Today I had a guy who I had to place under arrest, and he was about to fight with me at first. Luckily I had my windows rolled down, and luckily Alex stays very alert because he's protective of his dad. So this guy was about to fight, and as soon as Alex started barking and the unit started shaking, this guy was done. He was like, okay, I give up. So it's definitely a blessing in that aspect for us. We're not having to use as much force in a lot of situations. We're able to get people in custody without things getting ugly, just due to the fact that the dog is there. A lot of times when some of these violent offenders see Canine pull up, even without getting the dog out, these guys are looking at it and they're like, you know what? I'm not going to fight. I'm just going to give up. So it really has helped us a lot in that aspect too. But our bread and butter on a daily basis is the narcotics work. Alex and I have already probably had 20 felony cases since we've been here. Every day we're working hard. We're at it. As you guys can see, he's really motivated. As soon as I take him into a building or out near a vehicle or anything, the number one thing in his mind is, I want to earn my toy. So he's sniffing. He's trying to find the drugs all the time. So he's a really good dog. He's 14 months old. So he's still got a lot of growing to do, and he's already very large. So that part will be fun. But do you guys have any questions about any of that stuff?
Any questions?
I've got one.
Yes, sir.
You listed 5 different drugs. I don't know what the last one was. The
MDMA is acid.
Oh, okay.
We honestly, I have never found that drug in this area. I know that drug is very common in large cities like Dallas, Fort Worth, and especially on the East Coast, like Florida and some of those places. Luckily for us, we don't see too much of that around here.
Mr. Officer Coots.
Counselor.
Can the dog smell it even through a plastic bag? You have like marijuana in a plastic bag. Can he smell it through it or not?
He can. Well, let's say Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
There's still odor that travels through that bag.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So honestly, the longer that bag sits wherever it's at, it's going to air out even more, even within a vehicle per se.
Yeah. As you're driving down the road, can Can he pick out a car that maybe has something in it? Can he do that?
There's been times where I've even driven by some cars that have so much marijuana in them that I'm like, oh, hey. I'm sure if it's enough, they can pick up on it as far as them being in the car, you know, sitting behind you. Yeah. It'd be really hard for us to do something like that. But actually, Corporal Von Ellen came out there and they were walking through the master court one day, and some lady had marijuana in the purse. And he was in no way, so that's, we don't do that. We don't control now.
Yep.
Thank you.
If you're ready, we're ready to see the demonstration.
All righty. So I did not bring real narcotics into here. We have these scent logics. They're imitation narcotics. I guess the scientists, whoever put them together, make them smell as close to narcotics as possible. Works out good for the dogs. We don't train with them all the time. We do them as more of just shows like this. So I planted some right under this podium here. No one get scared, because I'm going to let Alex in here and just do it himself. I want you guys to see that Alex just wants to work. So I'm going to give him the command and let him in here. Don't worry, he's not going to, in his mind, he knows we're looking for dope right now. He's not going to mess with anyone. Just, he might run by you real fast, but that's fine. See you right back, guys.
Worried. I had barbecue for lunch.
He's got to smell barbecue.
I'm in there too.
Is that the toy?
This is a toy.
Okay.
It's called a pug. Yeah. So we got these, and then there's another one called Kongs. Kongs are kind of like little bouncy ball type deals, but he turns into a monster psychopath with a Kong. Food and different stuff like that, and they'll kind of sniff it a little and then just ignore it and go. That's how high his motivation is for his toy. That's all he wanted. You guys have any questions on that?
Any questions from the council? Well, Chris, we really appreciate you coming tonight.
Thank you guys for having me, and we really appreciate the opportunity with these dogs. I think it's really made a big difference for our community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, back to work now. Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda. We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of Resolution 2020-39, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2020-21 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the second quarter budget adjustments for fiscal year 2021. There is a request from the general fund to increase capital $34,811.20 for the construction cost for damaged lobby doors at the police station. All or a portion of this cost will likely be refunded through the other party's insurance. In the beautification fund, we are increasing revenue and operating expenses $1,151,798 for the Small Business CARES Act Award. This is an in-and-out revenue and expense. The funds will be distributed to local businesses. In the health insurance fund, there is a request to transfer out $714,417.40. This will be transferred to the general fund, municipal transit, solid waste, sports complex, and the water and sewer fund to pay the employee health insurance rebate. There is a request in the water and sewer fund to increase capital $200,000 for lift station pumps and odor control units. This concludes the second quarter budget adjustments. Are there any questions?
Question for Ms. Salcido?
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, we need a...
Mayor, these items were brought before the budget committee. We had a chance to ask our questions, and those were satisfied. And with that, I make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Second. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada? Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number three, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss D3 and D4.
Yes. Mayor, members of the council, item D3 is an agreement with the U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement that allows specific members of the Carlsbad Police Department to be utilized as a task force officer for this agency. Those officers who perform those investigations will be able to act within federal guidelines and be able to file federal charges against defendants. D4 is an agreement to retire one of the canine service dogs, Alf, from the Carlsbad Police Department. Alf is being retired due to some medical conditions he has, and he's unable to perform his duties at this time. Corporal Gonzalez with the police department is Alf's former handler, and he has agreed to accept that and pay a minimal cost of $1. And take care of him, and that'll release the city of Carlsbad from liability and former or future costs for Alf. So Alex will take the place of Alf.
Questions or comments from the council?
If I could ask a question on
Councilor,
Mayor, could I?
You may.
Okay. On D3, when you have these, who is it that you get money from the immigration service and all these guys, Is that what we see from White City to, not El Paso, but down the road there? Last summer, I saw a lot of Carlsbad police on the highway. Is that the same thing or not? Is that what we were doing? Did we get money for that, or was that a special?
Walter Shutt, I wouldn't know that. I know that the Carlsbad Police Department works with those agencies from time to time.
Okay.
And what this does, these agreements allow an officer to go and train.
Yeah.
And when there's a mission in the area, mm-hmm. it's usually the Region 2 area, they will go and assist in those operations.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Further questions from the council?
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Okay.
A second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number four, consider approval of liquor license applications for a transfer of ownership from Allsup's Convenience Stores to BW Gas and Convenience Retail, LLC, for proposed locations 920 West Mermod, 110 South Canal, 102 East Church, 2301 West Lee, 3220 National Parks Highway, 2417 West Pierce. Applicant Thomas Trekla, CEO, President, and Chairman. A, public hearing. B, consider approval, and will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Lowe.
Mayor, members of the council, this applicant is seeking to transfer the ownership of six dispenser liquor license from the Allsup's Convenience Stores located throughout the city to BW Gas. BW Gas is the company that bought out the Allsup's Convenience Stores. A public hearing was held at City Hall on Wednesday, October 7th. There was no opposition at the meeting. There is no change in the operations of Allsup's. Everything will remain the same. The only thing changing is the ownership.
Questions or comments from the council? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval.
Mayor, I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada? Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number five, council committee reports. Does any councilman have any updates?
Mayor, I have one. For the single-family dwelling ordinance committee, we've been meeting on almost a weekly basis, and Councilman Chavez filled in for me as leading the meeting last week as I was absent, but we have a draft that staff has put together that we're reviewing now, so I think we're getting close to something that we can present to you and to Mr. Lowe for review from that committee. But we're making progress, and we're getting there. So
good, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Mayor, regarding the census 2020, there were a couple of lower courts that had issued injunctions to allow the census to continue through the end of the month. It appears that the Supreme Court has voted to deny both of those so that the census will come to an end.
Hmm. Any further reports? Mr. Lowe, you want to say a few words about the press release you passed out today?
Yes.
To all the councilors?
Yes. Mayor, members of the council, for those of you, I passed out a press release from the Office of the Governor discussing some of the new restrictions that will go into effect on Friday. If you did not get a copy of that, let me know. I believe Ms. Ramirez had emailed a copy of that to everybody today, too. So if you've not seen a copy, please see me afterwards. I can get you a copy, and there'll be a few restrictions go in place on Friday.
Right. Any further comments from the council? Counselor?
Mayor, could I? John, what kind of restriction? What is she throwing at us now?
Well, the first one is going to be mass gatherings is going to go from 10 back down to 5. Restaurants that serve alcohol will have a closing time of 10 p.m. In addition to that, the occupancy rate for hotels is going to change. I think it's going to go back down to 60%. And that was kind of the highlights of that today. So no business closings, no restrictions to businesses or restaurants besides the ones that serve alcohol at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lowe. Anyone else? If not, we will move to number 6, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores. We have a motion to adjourn and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
We're adjourned.